It's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A mold update for Wingdale Elementary School. They're still waiting for air quality results to come back for the elementary school. However, they've sealed the Wingdale area in question and have two high-powered air scrubbers installed on each end of the hallway to contain any mold. A certified team of cleaners are carefully working on each room affected. Students will not be permitted in that section of the school until the cleanup process and reinspection is complete. The principal has moved the students from the affected classes to other areas of the school, and students will not return to those rooms until the cleanup has been done to the satisfaction and the air quality tests come back satisfactory. Wingdale School is scheduled to be open today. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association presents Final Wishes from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Sharon Healthcare Center. To register, 860-435-0816. Light refreshments will be served. There's no charge to attend. They'll facilitate end-of-life discussions by using Go Wish cards. The cards can help start conversation with families and caretakers about honoring final wishes. Kent senior citizens are invited on Friday at 1:15 to plant a bulb in honor of a loved one or a friend in the memory garden at Kent Common Park, Swift's Lane. Bulbs will be provided. The garden, dedicated in September of 2010, was created by Kent Social Services Director Lee Pallero and Park Recreation Director Leslie Ferris as a way for the town seniors to honor and remember family and friends. For more information, 860-927-1003. The Goshen Dog Show runs September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at the Goshen Fairgrounds, Route 63 in Goshen. All breed dog shows, obedience trials, rally trials, junior showmanship, best 4 to 6 month puppy, new AKC scent work trails, vendors and food concessions. More information at ncdcdog.org. The Tavern Trail wends its way to the American Legion Post 178 this Friday at 6:30 in Millerton as the Millerton American Legion, Dutchess County Historical Society, and Northeast Historical Society presenting a joint presentation about World War I and how Millerton was involved. The cost, $20 per person at the door, includes dinner and hamburgers, hot dogs, salad, chips, and beverages. No reservations are necessary. The post is located, of course, on Route 44. The newly reformed Housatonic Valley Regional High School International Travel Club is hosting a fundraising dinner at the White Hart in Salisbury on Friday. Guests will receive a four-course meal paired with four wines, as well as have the opportunity to bid on a wide array of auction items. Tickets are available at $100 each. More information is available, of course, at the White Hart and also at the International Travel Club's website, which is whosiegoestoeurope.net/donates. In Sharon, several items will be voted upon at a special town meeting on September 21st at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Parks and Recreation Commission asking that $10,000 be released from its account and $30,000 from the town's undesignated funds for the construction and finishing of a walking trail at Veterans Field. The total cost of the project is $45,000. The commission was raised $5,000 towards that goal. Also on the agenda, approval of a variety of ordinance. One for trailers would add a sentence that states the purpose of the ordinance shall not include recreational vehicles. Others deal with abandoned vehicles, abandoned premises, and fines for plowing snow into public rights of way. The ordinance on bingo, bazaars, and raffles will allow the town to use the forms the state used before handing over the duties for issuing permits to towns. Newly appointed town attorney Randy DiBella will look over the proposals before the meeting. Cornwall Town Hall Players presents Visiting Mr. Green, a play by Jeff Brown, starring Fred Thaler and Dean Cerducci. Performances will be Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Cornwall Town Hall on Pine Street. Tickets are $20 for adults, $5 for students, available at the Cornwall Library, Cornwall Country Store, Cornwall Package Store, and the Wish House, as well as at the door. More information at 860-672-6191. Salisbury Winter Sports Association hosting their 11th annual golf tournament and pig roast this coming Saturday under the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York. Participants in the two-person scramble event can choose between two 9-hole flights or an 18-hole flight. Entry fee is $50 for the 9-hole tournament, $75 for 18 holes, which includes green fees, on-course contest, on-course beverages, awards, and a pig roast dinner. Carts are extra by arrangement. Sunday morning food drive will provide the pig roast picnic following the tournament. Breakfast sandwiches and lunch will be available for sale. It will also benefit the Sunday in the Country Food Drive. To register, you can contact Ken Barker at 860-806-0471. Fifth annual Christchurch Classic Car Concours and Cruise will take place at Christchurch Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon on Saturday from 11 until 2. The event will be held on the church grounds in the Sharon Green, rain or shine. On display will be approximately 40 vintage cars. Local owners will show and share their stories. Also, as an extra, spectators will be able to take a cruise around town in some of the vintage cars for a nominal donation. Admission is free for spectators. More information at 860-364-5260 or on the web, christchurchsharon.org. A musician's tag sale is happening Saturday in North Canaan, Connecticut at the Canaan Pavilion. Many vendors will be there. It's free admission. It'll be held rain or shine, sponsored by the Music Lab. Anchor Mushroom Seminar, an introduction to the healing powers of mushrooms, will be held Saturday at 1 p.m. at 1423 County Route 7 in Ankrum, New York. Suggested donation of $20, cash or check only. It concludes with a small taste of mushroom-related food and drink. Stockbridge Library, Museum, and Archives Speaker Series presents Amanda Stern, author of Little Panic, on Saturday at 4 p.m. The Rolf Jansen Library on Saturday at 4 p.m. The Garden in Every Sense and Season, a talk by Tova Martin. That begins at 4 p.m. The Norfolk Land Trust will host its 5K and 10K trail race on Sunday, the 23rd, with the start and finish for both races at Barbara Woods Trailhead at 75 Lovers Lane. The 10K race kicks off at noon. Runners will follow the classic 5K route for a mile, then branch off towards Haystack Mountain. Runners will ascend the mountain, loop around the tower, and then descend to the park's main entrance to finish the run through Barbara Woods. The classic 5K, which starts at 12:15, features a mixture of single and double track throughout historic Barbara Woods. Pre-registration is available at ultrasignup.com or at ultrasignup.com/register.aspx /did=57080. The 10K race has been named the USATF CT Mountain Ultra Trail Championship. They're offering a prize purse for the top teams that compete in the series. More information is available at 860-307-2693. A guided mushroom walk will be offered on September 23rd at 10 a.m. at Pond Mountain Natural Area on Fuller Mountain Road in Kent. Dave Payton will offer a fungus among us and share his enthusiasm for locating mushrooms on the walk. You'll spend a couple of hours in the forest learning do's and don'ts, basic identification and stories behind all the fungus among us. By the way, you're asked to dress for the day's weather. You can pre-register by contacting Steve at 203-470-0393. Walk this way. Join Construct's 30th annual walk Sunday, September 23rd. Registration at 12:30. It starts at Ski Butternut and finishes at the Great Barrington Fairgrounds. They'll provide emergency assistance in housing, adult education, career pathways, financial education, case management, and support groups with the money they raise. Sign up at constructinc.org. The Rolf Jansen Historical Society on September fall event coming up. Lead collectors and local collectors exhibit a special tour and walkthrough by Mac Fallon of Copaic Auction House on Sunday the 23rd at 2 p.m. at the Rolf Jansen Historical Society. More information is available at the Rolf Jansen Library. In Pine Plains, the First United Presbyterian Church sponsoring a roast beef dinner, takeout only on Sunday. Pick up between 4:30 and 5:30 at the Fellowship Hall. The price is $12 per dinner. To make a reservation for a dinner, contact 518-398-7056. A benefit chicken barbecue and Chinese auction and 50-50 raffle for Jim Tanner will take place on Sunday, 2 to 6 p.m. at the Millerton Firehouse, 24th Century Boulevard. $15 per person. The dinner includes one half a chicken, coleslaw, baked potato, corn in the cob, and a brownie. Jim Tanner, a lifelong resident of Millerton, a father of three, husband, and self-employed Millerton businessman, has recently been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The dinner is a benefit to supplement all expenses incurred during his illness. For more information, 914-475-6602, 518-789-0207, or Lenny Morrison at 914-475-0408. Tickets, you can contact Bob Snyder at 845-464-3962. Talk of the Town Deli or Elizabeth Jewelry. To make a donation, send a check payable to the Millerton Fire Department Jim Tanner benefit in the memo line. Mail to Patty Morrison, 63 State Line Road in Millerton, 12456. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 184.84 to 26,246.96 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7956.11 and the S&P 500 at 2904.31. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.